Navedtra 14265 Alpha, Utilitiesman Basic. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 12, Refrigeration. 1. What is the process of removing heat from an area or a substance? Refrigeration. 2. All known elements are made up of very small particles known as what? Atoms. 3. Molecules are in a constant state of motion. What is a form of molecular energy that results from the motion of these molecules? Heat. 4. What is the BTU's equivalent in the metric system? Calorie. 5. What measures the degree or intensity of heat and usually consists of a glass tube with a bulb at the lower portion of the tube that contains mercury, colored alcohol, or a volatile liquid? Thermometer. 6. Which formula is used to convert a Celsius reading to a Fahrenheit reading? Fahrenheit equals Celsius times 1.8 plus 32. 7. Which formula is used to convert a Fahrenheit reading to a Celsius reading? Celsius equals Fahrenheit minus 32 divided by 1.8. 8. Three methods by which heat may be transferred from a warmer substance to a colder substance are conduction, convection, and what else? Radiation. 9. What is the ratio between the quantity of heat required to change the temperature of 1 pound of any substance 1 degree Fahrenheit as compared to the quantity of heat required to change 1 pound of water 1 degree Fahrenheit? Specific heat. 10. What is heat that is added to or subtracted from a substance that changes its temperature but not its physical state called? Sensible heat. 11. Which term is used for the heat absorbed or given off by a substance while it is changing its physical state? Latent heat. 12. What is the sum of sensible heat and latent heat called? Total heat. 13. A dayton of refrigeration, sometimes incorrectly called a ton of refrigeration, is the amount of refrigeration produced by melting 1 ton of ice at which temperature in 24 hours? 32 degrees Fahrenheit. 14. What is defined as a force per unit area? Pressure. 15. Which law states that pressure applied to a confined liquid is transmitted undiminished in all directions and acts with equal force on all equal areas at right angles to those areas? Pascals. 16. Which type of pressure is the pressure of the weight of air above a point on, above, or under the Earth? Atmospheric. 17. What is the atmospheric pressure at sea level? 14.7 psia. 18. For pressure less than the atmospheric pressure, partial vacuums, a measuring device with a scale reading in inches of mercury or inches of water is used. A perfect vacuum is equal to minus 30 inches of mercury, or how many inches of water? Minus 408. 19. What is the process of changing a liquid to vapor, either by evaporation or boiling? Vaporization. 20. What is the process of changing a vapor into a liquid? Condensation. 21. Every mechanical refrigeration system operates at how many different pressure levels? 2. 22. How many basic components does the refrigeration system consist of? 4. 23. What withdraws the heat-laden refrigerant vapor from the evaporator and compress the gas to a pressure that will liquefy in a condenser? Compressor. 24. What removes and dissipates heat from the compressed vapor to the surrounding air or water to condense the refrigerant vapor to a liquid? Condenser. 25. How many basic types of condensers are there? 3. 26. Which type of connection with a valve is at the top side of the condenser shell to allow manual release of any accumulated air in the refrigerant circuit? Purge. 27. Which type of condenser operates on the principle that heat can be removed from condensing coils by spraying them with water or letting water drip onto them and then forcing air through the coils by a fan? Evaporative. 28. What serves to accumulate the reserve liquid refrigerant to provide storage for off-peak operation and to permit pumping down of the system? Liquid receiver. 29. The two main types of evaporators are dry or what else? Flooded. 30. Heat is transferred directly from the refrigerating space through the tubes and absorbed by the refrigerant in which type of evaporator? Direct expanding. 31. What can be used by installing the evaporator in the uppermost portion of the space to be refrigerated, so heavier cooled air will fall to the lower food storage and the lighter food-warmed air will rise to the evaporator? Natural convection. 32. Which type of devices control the flow of liquid refrigerant between the high side and the low side of the system? Metering. 33. Which type of valve maintains a constant pressure in the evaporator? Automatic expansion. 34. Which type of valve keeps a constant superheat in the refrigerant vapor leaving the coil? Thermostatic expansion. 35. Which type of valve controls the liquid refrigerant flow where a flooded evaporator is used? Low side float expansion. 36. What acts as a constant throttle on the refrigerant? Capillary tube. 37. A refrigeration system is a sealed system in which pressures vary. Excessive pressures can cause a component of the system to explode. What makes the installation of a relief valve mandatory? National Refrigeration Code. 38. What prevents or removes moisture, dirt, and other foreign materials from the liquid line that would harm the system components and reduce efficiency? Liquid line filter dryer. 39. What are sometimes placed between the outlet of the evaporator and the compressor to prevent the evaporator pressure from being drawn down below a predetermined level, despite load fluctuations? Suction pressure regulators. 40. What are mainly used to control starting and stopping of the compressor? Pressure control switches. 41. What must never be allowed to enter the compressor? Liquid refrigerant. 42. What is a compound used in a heat cycle that reversibly undergoes a phase change from a gas to a liquid? Refrigerant. 43. Which year was the production of R-12 banned in the United States? 1996. 44. R-22 is non-toxic, non-corrosive, non-flammable, and has a boiling point of what at atmospheric pressure? Minus 41 degrees Fahrenheit. 45. R-502 is an azeotropic mixture of 48.8% R-22 and 51.2% of what? R-115. 46. Which type of refrigerant is very similar to R-12 but has no harmful influence on the ozone layer? R-134-alpha. 47. R-717 ammonia is commonly used in industrial systems. It has a boiling point of which temperature at atmospheric pressure? Minus 28 degrees Fahrenheit. 48. The R-125 refrigerant is a blend component used in low and medium temperature applications. It has a boiling point of which temperature at atmospheric pressure? Minus 55.3 degrees Fahrenheit. 49. What is a near azeotropic mixture of R32 and R125 and is used as a refrigerant in air conditioning applications? R410-alpha. 50. What established requirements that began the worldwide phase-out of ozone-depleting CFCs? Montreal Protocol. 51. Which year was the Montreal Protocol amended to establish a schedule for the phase-out of HCFCs? 1992. 52. After which year, manufacturers will no longer be able to produce and companies will no longer be able to import the HCFC R22 for use in new air conditioning systems? 2010. 53. A refrigerant cylinder should never be exposed to temperature above what? 120 degrees Fahrenheit. 54. The equipment used for refrigeration can be classified as either self-contained or what else? Remote units. 55. Reach-in refrigerators have a storage capacity of how many cubic feet or greater? 15. 56. Walk-in refrigerators are normally larger than reach-in types and are either built-in or prefabricated sectional walk-in units. They are made in how many types? 2. 57. Normally, the exteriors and interiors of walk-in refrigerators are galvanized steel or what else? Aluminum. 58. Most domestic refrigerators use which type of refrigerant, which maintains temperatures of 0 degrees Fahrenheit in the freezer compartment and about 35 degrees Fahrenheit to 45 degrees Fahrenheit in the refrigerator compartment? R22. 59. Water coolers provide drinking water at a temperature under what? 50 degrees Fahrenheit. 60. Automatic ice machines are often used in galleys, barracks, gymnasiums, and other public areas. Ice machines are self-contained automatic machines, ranging from a small unit producing 50 pounds of ice per day to a commercial unit producing how many pounds of ice per day? 2400. 61. As little as how many parts of moisture per million parts of refrigerant can cause severe corrosion in a system? 15 to 20. 62. The formation of ice from a minute quantity of moisture in expansion valves and capillary tubes can occur when operating below what? 32 degrees Fahrenheit. 63. In most instances, service openings and inspection panels on unit equipment require at least how many inches of clearance when removing the panels? 18. 64. What should never be used for soldering? Acid. 65. How many wrenches should be used when tightening a flare joint? 2. 66. Which equalizer system must be used on compressors having two equalizer tappings? Double. 67. If the condensers are more than how many feet above the compressor, U-traps or oil separators should be installed in the horizontal discharge line where it comes from each compressor. 10. 68. The amount of refrigerant that may be placed in a cylinder is what percent of the tare weight? 85%. 69. To transfer refrigerants, you connect a flexible charging line on a 1/4-inch copper tube several feet long with a circular loop about 8 to 10 inches in diameter. Be sure to install a 1/4-inch refrigerant shutoff valve in the charging line to the service cylinder. This valve should be inserted so no more than how many inches of tubing is between the last fitting and the valve itself. 3. 70. To warm refrigerant containers or cylinders for more rapid discharge, use care to prevent a temperature above 120 degrees Fahrenheit because the fusible plugs in the cylinder and valve have a melting point of about what? 157 degrees Fahrenheit. 71. Regardless of the test method used, small leaks cannot be found unless the pressure inside the system is at least what PSI? 40 to 50. 72. What is the most positive method of detecting leaks in a refrigerant system using halogen refrigerants? Halide leak detector. 73. Detectors use acetylene gas, alcohol, or what else as fuel? Propane. 74. What is the most sensitive leak detector? Electronic type. 75. Leakage of refrigerant with a pressure higher than atmospheric pressure may be tested using what? Soap and water. 76. Refrigerant recovery management equipment can be divided into how many categories? 3. 77. What is removing refrigerant from a system in any condition and storing it in an external container called? Recovery. 78. Most recovery units automatically shut off when the refrigerant has been completely recovered, but check the manufacturer's operational manual for specific instructions. You should make sure that the external storage cylinder is not overfilled. What percent capacity is normal? 80%. 79. The process of cleaning refrigerant for reuse by oil separation and single or multiple passes through filter dryers which reduce moisture, acidity, and matter is called what? Recycling. 80. What is the reprocessing of a refrigerant to original production specifications after verification by chemical analysis called? Reclaiming. 81. The electrical motors of some compressors are belt-driven, which means you will have to adjust the belt tension and pulley alignment for proper operation. The belt tension should be adjusted so 1 pound of force on the center of the belt, either up or down, does not depress it more than how many inches? 0.5. 82. What absorbs moisture from the refrigerant passing through the dehydrator? Desiccant. 83. Cooling units with temperatures of what and lower are defrosted manually? 35 degrees Fahrenheit. 84. What is defined as the condition of a component that prevents it from passing current? Open. 85. What allow too much current to flow, often blowing fuses? Shorts. 86. What is an accidental connection between a part of an electrical circuit and ground, due perhaps to physical contact through wearing of insulation or movement? Ground. 87. Climate affects running time. A refrigeration unit generally operates more efficiently in a dry climate. In an ambient temperature of 75 degrees Fahrenheit, the running period usually approximates 2 to 4 minutes, and the off period, how many minutes? 12 to 20. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.